Fact check, Chris Wallace and Joe Biden repeat Charlottesville very fine people hoax at presidential debate. By Joel B. Polak on September 29, 2020. Claim, both moderator Chris Wallace and Democrat nominee Joe Biden claimed that President Trump said in response to riots in Charlottesville in 2017 that neo-Nazis were very fine people. Verdict, false. Biden has repeated this hoax since the beginning of his campaign. Wallace knows better. As Breitbart News has noted in fact check after fact check. President Trump repeatedly condemned the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville in August 2017, totally. Moreover, the neo-Nazis were not the only violent group in Charlottesville. The clash was not with those standing against hate peacefully, but with violent, black-clad Antifa extremists. As to very fine people, Trump had been referring to peaceful protests both for and against the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. He completely condemned the extremists, as the timeline and transcript confirm. August 12, 2017, Trump condemned violence on many sides in Charlottesville, after neo-Nazi and Antifa clashes. August 14, 2017, Trump condemned neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups in White House statement. August 15, 2017, Trump condemned neo-Nazis totally, praised nonviolent protesters on both sides of statue debate. Biden launched his campaign with the Charlottesville hoax, and persisted in doing so, even after Breitbart News confronted him last August with the fact that he was misquoting the president. His words on that occasion, like his words on Wednesday, repeated his campaign launch speech almost verbatim, a script from which he refuses to depart. Wallace should never have introduced this canard into a presidential debate. Trump tried to correct him, and Biden, by interjecting, challenging Biden to include the rest of his statement, but Wallace cut him off. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.